Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I've committed like a sin.
Oh boy.
It's actually not that serious, but I nearly did something that I think would be really bad.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Okay, well, let's find out if it's true.
What a tease. I smelled it the second you walked through the door.
Oh, hold on. Okay.
Hey. He who smelt it dealt it.
So we went to the Rockies game.
Yeah.
And I was getting dressed this morning.
And where are you from?
I'm not from Los Angeles, but that is all part of it. So I'm from California.
Yeah, I told lived you. In LA. Call it.
Here's the thing. I have grown up hating the Dodgers because I was a Giants fan. And the Giants and the Dodgers, I mean, like, so badly. No, I think someone died once from that. dark. But as I was getting dressed, I put on this cute white t-shirt and a cute blue skirt.
Yeah.
No, and I looked in the mirror and I was like,
Nope, you can't do that.
I was wondering, how bad would it have been?
We would have beat you up.
Yeah, we would probably abandon you by a dumpster somewhere in Lodo. Don't you think? We were like,
I don't know, because I've been in the same position several times with my dad where we've gone to see game. Well, I know you're saying you're not rooting for the Dodgers.
Absolutely not. I just almost wore that because it felt like a neutral palette. Who owns purple?
No, you're right. But you can also get by with black.
Black, gray, white.
Lavender accessories. I do not own
purple clothes.
Purple clothes. And I went searching and came up empty handed.
Well, here's.
Well, I've been to several games with my dad where we were cheering for the team that was on the road. Like he's a Twins fan, so we used to go to Chicago and go to the White Sox because they were like the closest, and when they played the Twins,
right?
And we'd wear all our Twins gear and get screamed at the whole time. So
I remember wearing Rocky stuff. We went to Boston and saw them play there.
Oh,
and I was
Fenway?
The only.
And you wore Rocky stuff?
Totally.
Oh, those Boston people will F you up.
I was
fine. Also, the Rockies aren't that good, so did they care?
And they just all laughed at me.
Yeah. They went, it sucks to be a fan of that. Sorry, I love the Rockies.
Let me explain to you how bad, because I've been in this situation.
Okay.
What do I wear?
Black.
Do you know any, you know football. Do you know who's in the AFC West with the Denver Broncos?
No.
The Raiders. And if I go out in public,
Raiders.
I'm wearing gray jeans and a black shirt, and I've rolled into a Broncos game, especially in the winter. What color is my coat? Anybody want to take a guess? It's
not,
black.
It's certainly not. I was about to say blue. Orange.
It's not. I don't own it. What? Oh my God. Me and orange.
You and orange, not a good combo.
I'm not a big sports fan, but I have something for the Rockies, for the Avs, for the Broncos.
Do?
I've never been to an NFL game in my life. I have stuff for the Broncos. Like, why would you not? You're born and raised here. Why do you not have
because
stuff?
Because their colors suck. Their colors suck.
All the colors suck. I agree. All of them. All of them. Even the Avs. It's like
watch
a weird
it.
Maroon
oh,
and blue.
I hate
the Nuggets. I love the Nuggets, and they need to go back to the baby blue and yellow. Like the
what
new
are
colors.
They right
the baby
now?
Blue was awesome.
Yeah, it's like navy and red and blue.
And they're closer to your team in San Francisco.
I was going to say that sounds like Warriors.
They're very Warriors. They're very that yellow with the blue, and it's like it doesn't. But I'm going to tell you, Broncos fans will beat the living pee out of you if you look like a Raiders fan.
Okay, well, the good news is I hate the Raiders, and I'm aware of it now because I thought today Dodgers fans are so scary. Yeah. Wait, but they would have thought I was one of them. So I guess I would have been fine.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.